You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Linda Stanfield, the president of the locally owned office of Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber, the fastest growing franchise plumbing company in the nation. She has been offering plumbing services across the valley in the Phoenix, Arizona region for 26 years. Linda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Wonderful. We are a plumbing service company. So we started out 26 years ago with new construction and changed over to service in 1999. And as a female business owner in the plumbing world, it's a little unique, but what I really do focus on is, as much as the plumbing skills that we have, I really focus on the customer service end of it, all the little details that go into making the experience the very best it can be. Most people are excited to change out plumbing, excited to update plumbing, but a lot of times we really are there when they have an emergency or an urgent need, and it can be very, very frustrating. And so we do everything we can to train and help our staff to support our customers, make sure that this is experienced the very best that it can be at the end.
You are a member of a national franchise. How do you localize national marketing efforts?
That's a great question. We have a great brand, a great tagline, a great offer. However, to make sure it's personalized in my market, I put a face to it. So I have my picture all over a lot of ads. I make sure that I'm involved in a lot of community efforts. I support the community, children's areas, educational areas, along with business areas. So I put the face out there. I'm involved. I serve on quite a few board positions. So although my brand name is a national name and yes, same tagline throughout the United States, I make that possible in the local area by making sure that people know me personally and know what the type of service they can expect from our personal office here.
What do you feel sets your plumbing business apart from the rest?
You know, from the very beginning, I personally feel it's a woman looking at it. We service a lot of women, and I love all my men friend plumbers. But a lot of times I can talk to other men that haven't thought of certain things to do with the customer service aspect. And so first off, I would say that it's the small details. It's making sure the thank yous are done. It's making sure that all the little things are always done consistently and on time. Next thing that we hire right, it's very, very important for me to wait out and make sure that the right applicant is the right fit for the position that we have. I've gone through the challenges of hiring, thinking that somebody was going to work, thinking they would get trained, and it just did not work out. So I've learned from experience. We make sure that we hire right. Next thing is that we really listen. We listen to our customers. In the last couple of years when things had changed, we had customers that just couldn't take off work like they could before. So we opened up 7 days a week, no extra service fee, to make sure people still had their plumbing service done adequately and fairly by us. So we opened up needs, later appointments maybe. So again, listening to the customer, making sure we have the services and making sure we're doing what they are need as things change in their life. We educate all of our customers, the community, and our plumbers. So knowledge is key in order to make sure that you keep your plumbing up so you're healthy, so that you're safe, and you're not incurring damage that's unexpected. And lastly, what really sets us apart is doing it right as much as we possibly can. I can't say that we're perfect. My husband wouldn't allow me to say that, even though I want to say that we are. But we do fall down sometimes. It's how do you make that right? And so it's always doing everything right. And it's also working with our employees right, hearing what they need, supporting them, making sure that every aspect of the game is doing it right.
Today we are joined by Linda Stanfield, the president of the locally owned office of Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber, the fastest growing franchise plumbing company in the nation. She has been offering plumbing services across the valley in the Phoenix, Arizona region for 26 years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Linda, how do you maintain the respect of other business owners in a male-dominated industry?
You know, first of all, I'm friendly. I'm social. I really enjoy learning from the men plumbers that I work with. I have a lot of phone calls monthly from my partners here in the Valley, along with other plumbers nationwide. And it's really important for me to learn what I can from them, and vice versa. I share a lot with them. And so it's more of a partnership. I can't say that male plumbers always want to work with me. There are some out there that just totally are against a woman being in this type of field. However, the ones that are partners with me, we both learn together, and we really want to just build our whole industry up and make sure that we are servicing people correctly. We don't have that bad name anymore.
During this difficult economic times, how have you been able to grow your business?
You know, it's doing what we've always done since 1985. It's making sure that we follow through on customers' needs. We don't drop the ball. We make sure we have the right employees. I never lost one employee through the downturn. Making sure I understood what was important to our customers. If their financial needs were at stake, how could we help them with other solutions? How could we help them with longer service hours opportunities? We added more training to our staff to help fill in some of the gaps, and took on the opportunity to really look at some additional services that we trained on and brought into our service shop. So now we really can even offer our customers even more than we could prior to the last couple of years.
Linda, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber, on or offline.
You bet. We have a couple of websites. Online would be benfranklinplumbingaz.com. And we were just recently shown on the AMC show, The Pitch, just on Monday night. And we have a new website from there called schedulesomehelp.com, which is really interactive, a lot of fun. You can ask different questions. The agency on The Pitch brought a whole new campaign for us, all about how do we go the extra mile and help our customers. So I'm really excited to share that. Locally, my number is 480-812-1855. I'm always open to helping any other business owners with any business needs or questions that I can help with. I've had a lot of support with growing my business, and I'm happy to give back.
Very good. And in conclusion, and customary on the show, Linda, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
You know that you'll continually learn. Just know that you continually have to learn and learn and learn. Even if you're not doing the day-to-day task of maybe financials or marketing, you need to learn and understand that field so that you can manage it and manage whoever is doing it correctly for your vision and goal. You start a company because you have a vision, a goal, and a mission. Next, a plan is great. Test it. Update the plan. It's not going to be perfect. Know that you'll continually do that. Be flexible with what's needed and listen to people. And most of all, make sure that actions are completed. Probably the most downfall that I see in a lot of companies are they have great visions, they have great plans, there's nobody there to execute the pieces. And it could go 6 months, a year, 2 years, and they're still hoping that this plan comes to play. You got to make sure that there's someone there to be able to execute and you have the results that you want.
Good advice. She is Linda Stanfield, the president of the locally owned office of Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber, the fastest growing franchise plumbing company in the nation. She's been offering plumbing services across the valley in the Phoenix, Arizona region for 26 years. And the website of reference, once again, is BenFranklinPlumbingAZ.com. Linda, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success.
Thank you, Eric, and yourself too.
Thank you so much. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.